you want to build a solid business, you're going to need a team of A players. And that doesn't come easy. You've always got to be recruiting. You've always got to be training. And you always got to be retaining. I hear it all the time. Nobody wants to work. Nobody's worth a damn. I can't find good people. Well, they're out there. They're just not working for you. So how do you attract A players? Because they're all working for somebody else. They're not sitting around on a couch waiting for a phone call. They're not sitting there on Craigslist. You have somebody that quits, catches you off guard because you're not prepared and you have no plan. So now you're scrambling and you take the first guy that comes in. Hey, he looks pretty good. Let's hire him. That's why you have a revolving door in your business. It just keep recycling these B, C players, which is why you can never build a business of value. One that does not rely on you. One that you can get the right people in the right seats on the bus and that you can remove yourself from the day to day. That's a business that has value. That's a business that someone could be interested in buying. Private equity is buying all these businesses up. Well, you better have a staff of A players in the right positions, or you're never going to be able to grow a profitable business. And that's why I've got Paul Sandeman on the show today. He's from Contractor Staffing Source. He has been recruiting great people for the construction business for a long time, knows what he's doing, has a great program. And we're going to look at it two ways. One, it's a do-it-yourself. It's going to give you some great tips on how to do it. And also, he's got a unique service in his business where it's not you pay per person. It is a subscription model. So you can constantly see people coming through. You always need to be looking. You're always recruiting and always training. People want to be trained. So you're going to make them better and they're going to be happier. And then you're going to retain them. You do that by having a great culture in your business where people like working there. They want to work there. They want to do a good job. And they're also going to tell all their friends about it. So they will come work for you. That's how you pull people away from other businesses. That's how we did it. And we had a bonus system set up for our guys. And all our key players came from there. You know, they know all the same roofers around town and so forth. And most of these guys, they're all bitching about how, you know, oh God, my boss treats me like crap. He doesn't respect me. And my guys will be saying, hey, you got to come check our place out because this is a great organization. They train us. We've got a career path. There's a future here. So come check us out. But Paul shows us how he uses AI for this and also how you can too. You can write a great job description that sounds attractive. And we just go through it step by step. Now, this is a good one to watch our YouTube channel because we're going to go through a lot of numbers. And if you haven't caught our YouTube channel, go to Dave Sullivan Roofer Show. And we've got the video and we've got some numbers. We've got some spreadsheets that you're going to want to see. So go check that out. And while you're there, if you could be sure to subscribe and like and all of that good stuff, we'd really appreciate it so we can keep making these great videos. So let's get into it with Paul.
Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time.
I just want to take a minute to thank our sponsor, and that is SMA Support. These guys are great. They provide a fantastic service that so many contractors need. We're talking about giving you an inside salesperson to prep estimates, follow up with customers, and even help manage your schedule, all without the headache of hiring and training. Or filling the operations gap to ensure that jobs are scheduled and permits are pulled, and walk your customer through that five-star experience and even get that five-star review. SMA Support handles all the behind-the-scenes work so you can focus on what you do best. Imagine your roofing business with no more dropped balls and don't have tasks falling through the cracks. So check out SMA Support at smasupport.us and tell them Dave sent you. Hey, everybody, what's up? Welcome to the Roofer Show podcast, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I am your host, Dave Sullivan, the Roofer Coach, and with me today is Paul Sanneman, and he is from Contractor Staffing Source. This is a huge problem that we have in the industry. How do we find good people? So we're going to really get into that, and we're going to find out. Paul, why don't you give us a little background, a little quick summary on what you do?
Okay. Well, you know, I've been coaching for 50 years. Makes me an old guy, right? I think I've worked like 2,000 companies, right?
Here we are together.
A coach is somebody that borrows your watch to tell you what time it is. I'm sure you've heard that. So I don't know what time it is a valuable service. So I've worked with thousands of literally companies over the years. And what happened probably 4 or 5 years ago, I could take a company from, you know, million to 10 million, but it doesn't do any good if you can't find the people, right? And so my first idea was, well, I will find all the best, you know, software assessments, you know, applicant tracking systems and give it to my clients, let them do it. Did not work. They totally screwed up. And I put a guy in my garage and I said, okay, I want you to use all these cool processes to find my coaching clients' employees. Okay. Fast forward 4 years or so. We have hired almost 2,000 to 3,000 people in the last 4 or 5 years. We run 6,000 to 7,000 applicants a week. Any given day, we have 400 or 500 job postings. We're everywhere in the US and Canada. The good news, the last 2,000 or 3,000 people we hired, 95% of them worked out. So I figured out a way to actually do this and make it work. And our model is different. We charge a monthly fee versus the percentage of the first year salary. And a client came to me yesterday, actually said, boy, I made a big mistake. He said, I hired a standard recruiter, right? Cost me $16,000 for each salesperson I hired.
Yep.
You cost me $16,000 a year, and they both showed up in your system.
I've paid big money for people. And for the most part, it didn't work out. And I don't think they did the thorough job. I love the way your process and how you ensure hiring the right people. So let's jump into that. How do we do it? I mean, how do we find the right people?
I mean, I've learned something after hiring 2,000 or 3,000 people, right? What, especially on construction, what works, what doesn't work. And so, you know, our keys, we utilize a lot of offshore labor, a lot of AI. We were able to automate a lot of this stuff. The only people that really don't like us are HR people, because we do way faster and cheaper than they do. So once you have an HR person that have like 400 or 500 employees, they don't hire us. But if you're between, you know, 5 employees and 50, we're a killer match because we're like a fractional HR firm. So if you want to do it yourself, I will show you how to do it. I'll tell you right now, this is how we do it. You can do it on your own. These are the steps. Okay. And AI will help, but it won't do all of it. So first you write a job in. It's an ad, dude. It is not a job posting. It's not like looking for a roofer, please apply. It's, does your job suck? Do you hate your boss, right? Are you tired of breaking your back and not getting paid for it? Blah, 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 right? So it's an ad. The first of an ad is to get somebody to quit their job and come to work for you.
Right.
So you got to write a killer ad, all right? It's not.
You know, Paul, just to jump in real quick. I think that's a really important point, is that people say, well, there's nobody, no good people out there. Well, there are good people. They're just not working for you. And this is something.
Right. I've hired 2,000 or 3,000. They came from someplace, right?
Right.
I use the Walmart example, right? You know, there's a local drugstore downtown with a supermarket. Nobody's here. We can't find anybody. All the kids suck. Nobody wants to work. They open a Walmart, you know, a mile and a half out of town. They come up with 400 people somewhere, right? Same. They just are better at it, right?
Yep.
So it isn't that there's no people out. It's just that you suck at doing it. Pardon my French, but it's true.
I agree.
So write a killer job in. The job has to get somebody to quit their job and come to work for you. You don't want to hire anybody that doesn't already have a job. Trust me. Especially in this market. So number one, killer job. Number two, post it everywhere. This isn't an ad on Indeed and you're done. When we post it, it goes to 100 job boards. It goes to LinkedIn, Facebook. It goes to everywhere it can possibly go. Now, there's another model where you actually advertise on Facebook, which costs money. But if you use organically, you know what you're doing? 99% of the people we work with, we get organic to work unless they're in the middle of nowhere and not offering any good money. So you post the ad everywhere, okay? The next one. This is the one that kills it, right? It's speed delete. I'm sure you see that in roofing, right? So
every day.
We respond in real time. So we respond to 7,000 applicants a week in real time. How do you do that? We have a bunch of systems, some AI, a lot of employees all over the world. We make it happen, right? So after we post the job ad, it takes us an average of 300 applicants to find a person on the average, right? The 2,000-3,000 people who have gone through 500,000 people to find it. So once you place the ad, it's a killer ad, you put it everywhere. When that person applies, you can't wait a week to get back to them. They're gone.
Right, right.
You got to respond to them in real time. That's the glitch. AI can't do that, unfortunately. So that is a problem. It does it, but it doesn't do a very good job. Okay. Then you have detailed skills and behavioral assessments. This is the next one. You've got to have a really good process to filter these people and assess them to make sure they're the right person. Now, admittedly, getting a roofer to take an assessment is not easy. If not possible, we get them to do it. You can use assessments. You can also use video interviews with all the questions. You know, the video interviews sometimes cheaper, easier, and a way for people to do it that are roofers or painters or that kind of thing versus a project manager. So respond in real time, do a great behavioral assessment. Then once you do the video interview, do a phone screen, call them out, right? See what's going on. We do all, this is all the stuff we do that you should do. You call them up, do a initial phone screening. And then you do an in-person Zoom interview. And Zoom makes it easy, like right here. We can talk to you, we can do a Zoom interview.
Right.
And then you conduct background checks and references. Swear to God, I had a person who hired a bookkeeper. She embezzled him. He called in the DA. And the DA said, you realize the last three jobs she got fired for, she embezzled the employer?
Yep.
Did you even look?
Every day it happens. Yeah.
You know, call references. Make a competitive job offer. You're getting the guy to quit or woman to quit their job. If it's not significant enough as far as where they're going to work, why they're going to work for you, and why they should quit their job, it's not going to work. And it has to do with money and environment, okay? And then have an onboarding procedure that works. Actually, go through the onboarding procedure and show them, you know, how they step to step, how they get it going. So, if you want to, Dave, I can sort of go through our process and how we do the very similar thing. First, into the AI thing. This is always, people look at this and go, oh my God, this is amazing. Okay, so I'm going to share my screen. Let me go here really quick. I'm going to put a new thing open. I'm going to go to ChatGPT. You know, it's interesting because I was listening to one of the guys who actually got fired from Google, was a CEO. And he said, there's three things you need to know in this day and age. One, understand AI, totally get it. Because it's going to change everything. Two, work with people, make people relationships work. And the third one is learn how to tell the truth or find out the truth because it's almost impossible to do these days. I can prove to you the world is flat, if you want me to, in the internet, right? So now I'm going to do this here. And just for fun, give me an example of a roofing. I'm going to know where they are, how big they are, how many employees they have, and what they're looking for.
But before we do, I want to thank our new sponsor, and that is Proline. You know I love these guys. The biggest limitation in most roofing businesses is follow-up. I've seen it 1,000 times during my career. Roofers lose millions of dollars because they don't pick up the phone and call their leads. That's why hundreds of roofing companies choose Proline, the CRM that sells more jobs. It automates all that follow-up for your reps so that you can cancel follow-up Fridays and focus on growing your business. Just go to useproline.com. Check out their website. It is great. You're going to want to set up a demo. This CRM is amazing, does some amazing things. So check it out. And if you like what you see, use my promo code DAVE50. And that's all caps. Be sure you do that. And you get 50% off your first month's service. Or you can go down to the link below in the show notes. I'm looking for a mid-level manager for my roofing business that we do $5 million a year in business annual, and I've got 30 employees.
Okay.
And I'm here in Northern California.
I have a roofing business in Chico, California. I have 30 employees.
Northern California, because this will be interesting for me since I live here, not Chico.
Okay, so I'm going to say Northern California. They're going to say different. Sorry, hold on. I can't type, so I have to do all this stuff by.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay, so
I shouldn't have messed you up.
I'm a roofing contractor in Northern California. I have 30 employees. I do $5 million a year. I'm looking for a mid-level manager to help me. I want a very highly qualified person. I would like you to write the job ad. Make sure it's an ad that's going to get somebody to quit their job and come to work for me. I want you to tell me how much I'm going to have to pay them. I also want to know the job description. I want to know the KPIs, as well as an onboarding process for the first 6 months, and tell me every place I should put this ad and don't miss anything. You are the world's best HR person, as well as you are an imaginative, a great marketing person. Please write this information. All right, here we go. Let's see what it comes up with. Are you ready for this?
Dun, dun, dun. I'm ready. Click.
I'll read it in case it's the podcast. So it says, here's the comprehensive job ad. It says, seeking an exceptional mid-level roofing manager, take your career to new heights with a growing team. Salary, $100,000 to $125,000 a year. Are you ready to join an industry leader and take your career to the next level? A thriving California roofing contractor generating $5 million annually, looking for a mid-level manager who's passionate about driving performance, managing teams, and delivering high-quality roofing services. If ready to make the difference and help an incredible team of 30 professionals, this is your opportunity. Why you should join us? Growth and leadership. Lead a team of skilled professionals with direct impact on their success. Competitive compensation, $125,000 salary. Collaborative environment. Work alongside experts who respect your ideas and support. Career development. Opportunities and career advance beyond your professional. What we're looking for. Proven experience. Construction industry demonstrated. Success managing teams and client relationships, successful organizational leadership skills, and ability to increase efficiency and deliver projects on time and on budget. If you're the results-driven leader and make the lasting impact, apply now. Don't miss opportunity to build a fulfilling career with confidence. It's not bad. It could be improved. Let's see. Ready to make a leap? Apply today. Let's build something together. Send your resume and title, et cetera. Job description. Says mid-level manager, talks position summary. It has key responsibilities, team manager, project oversight, client relations, operation efficiency. Talks about budget and cost control, KPIs, project delivery date, profit margin improvement, client satisfaction rate, team retention rate. And you can get, if you don't ask API, I'll get more in depth all these. Safety compliance,
right.
Onboarding process that gives you week one orientation, week two, week three, 6 months from that thing, how to do it. Salary and compensation, and goes through that, talks about salary and compensation. It says where you post a job at. It says LinkedIn, Indeed, Glassdoor, Monster, ZipRecruiter, industrial-specific platforms like Ripper's Coffee Shop, construction jobs online, local job boards, networking groups. And I can go, I can say, give me five more places to put the ad. It says the Blue Book Building, Griffin Contractor, Classified Section, Facebook Jobs, Craigslist, Northern California, Reddit. And we can go on forever. So this is really helpful, right? This does the heavy lifting for you to write the job ad and all that stuff. Now, so as we talked about the early steps, writing the job ad is not that hard to do these days. I mean, it'll help you. Putting a job ad in several places, you got to put it everywhere. Now, one of the problems is responding in real time. That's tough. Because once you put this out there, Dave, you have to respond in real time. That sometimes is a deal breaker, and that's why we have a lot of clients, because the owner of the company is not going to call 50 people back the instant they call him. It's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's so, you know, speed to lead. If you have a marketing thing and you're looking for roofing jobs and you call the client back a week later, how's that going to work for you? It's not going to work. So this is the glitch that messes most people up, is speed to lead. It's the, you got to get back in real time. Also, the assessment part. Let me show you our assessment. Can I do that real quick?
Yep, please.
So let me show you.
You know what I like about this, the way that it's set up? It really gives the contractor, if you're going to do it yourself, at least do this. Because it goes through the whole process where, you know, from onboarding, the questions you should be asking, the KPIs that you want to see. And you can tweak this around and have them write it again and again and again.
You know, coming up with the right ad and that kind of stuff, I don't think with, you can probably do it. We use a lot of the stuff ourselves, right? So it's not like, you know, we use the same, we're better at than you are because we, you know, place 500 job ads a day. But you can work on and get that to happen. But the responding real time is a glitch. The other thing is going to be, I'm going to put in our ATS here. So I'm going to say, this is our applicant tracking system. This is something you need, either use ours or, you know, somebody's. In an applicant tracking system, what it will do, it does a lot of the work for you. So this is ours. So we place it in here. You get, it goes to 100 job orders. Any place the ad can possibly go, it goes in real time. All right. And then we respond in real time. Now, so that's the first, you know, place the ad, write the ad, get it out there, respond in real time. Then you've got to do an assessment. This is our assessment. I'll give you an example of somebody that we actually hired. There's a lot of assessments out there, but having the assessment and knowing how to read it are two different skills. I mean, you can own a computer, but do you know how to run it? Right. So there's one, which is the assessment, which is an instrument. And there's a lot of instruments out there. We have one we particularly prefer, and we developed ourselves, but you got to know how to read it. So if you're not good at reading assessments, the assessment's sort of useless, right? Because you don't know what it's telling you. So this is our assessment. We'll go through really quickly. So it talks about several things. It's an in-depth psychological assessment. And as I said, Dave, I'll know more about than your mom to take this thing, right? It works really well. And the key to an assessment is you need to find everything you need to know about the person to make it work, okay? And so it's taking a long time to load. I don't know why I apologize on my Zoom. Okay, so one is you talk about personality, position, behavioral type, positions recommend personality, attitude, competency, all that kind of stuff. That can be turned by an assessment. Getting people to take it, not that easy. Simply got to call them and hassle them to get them to take it. Right. You do that on time. But you can eventually get somebody to take this in. As an example, you know, I think I told you that a client of mine earlier paid, you know, as you said, $16,000. And part of the $16,000 of the assessment, he said our assessment was better than theirs. And it comes along with what we do. We're $16,000 a year per person, right? I've hired like 20 people for $16,000. Comes to top performance. It looks good there. And then we talk about, did he take the assessment properly? Then we do a DISC profile. If the listener's offering a DISC profile, it's a psychological profile. It's fairly standard, but analyze and control it. But where DISC profile really works here, we do a predictive DISC profile. We've given literally hundreds of thousands of these. And we profile like a roofer, a plumber, whatever we need. And we know what their personality needs to be to succeed at that job. You know, different standards, like in this case, attention to detail, organization, that stuff didn't really matter much. What matters is reliability, assertive. So they need to be between the gray lines and everything that matters. So at this point, we know the client has the appropriate personality to be a manager, a salesperson, a roofer, whatever they need to do, we profile the position. So we know they have the right personality to succeed. Second thing you know is who they are as a person. This is stuff you can't fix. Who they are is way more important than what they know. You can fix what they know. You can't fix who they are. Whether it's past lives, who knows what it is, how we get, you know, their parents, whatever, you can't fix it. So this is, are they critical? Are they negative? Do they blame others? Are they honest? Are they supportive? You can't fix this stuff. Low is good, high is bad. If you click on any of the gray bars in the assessment, it'll say what it is, what is not. Here's other questions for going a little deeper on honesty. Let me ask this question for you, Dave. How important is to support your boss? Well, if we say it is. Hypothetical situation. Let's say your boss asks you to tell the customer the product will be delivered in 2 weeks. You know it's 4 weeks. The boss knows it's 4 weeks. Dave, what are you going to do?
You're going to tell the truth.
Right. Some people would lie to support their boss, which is the wrong answer because that means their truth-telling is circumstantial, which is a bad thing, okay? Those are the kind of questions that get at who they are as a person. Then we have emotional competency, general competency, that kind of thing. He did well in all those. We do overall, he did fine. People traits like confidence, fear. I know more on your mom, take this thing. Initiative, all this test, it's really important. Logic traits, how smart is the guy? Discernment, draw conclusions, unusual logic, mechanical skills. So at the end of all this, we pretty much know he has the right personality, the right intelligence, the right integrity to the job. But there's some things we cannot ask. How old are you? What do you look like? How's your English? Right. So to do that, we do an interview. This is a sample of a video interview, somebody that came to work for us. I just put a couple minutes, a couple seconds of it here.
Well, first of all, I just want to say that the main thing for me is having a positive impact in the world.
So between the assessment, the video interview, We do background checks. We do reference checks. That's why I've hired 2,000 people and finally 5% of them worked out. This is why the construction industry, half of them work out and half of them don't, because they suck at it. So that's pretty much what we do. So again, this is a system, Dave. Just follow these procedures, write the great ad, post it, respond in real time, which is not easy. Do a great assessment, do screening, do Zoom interviews, connect background checks, go references. You can do all this yourself, or you can hire us to do for a fraction of that cost.
Right.
It's up to you, but you got to do it.
I agree. This is why we have a revolving door in this industry. I tell contractors, particularly the first hire they make, it's never going to work out. They hire a sales guy is usually what their first hire is going to be. And they don't ask any of these questions. It's, can you sell? Oh, this guy was selling, God's gift to roofing. Well, so is everybody, and you don't check this out. You don't check the personality out. And I agree. I believe you hire for character because you can train skills, but you cannot train. You cannot teach someone to have a strong character.
Or be a good person. So I would say for people listening to this podcast, they got two choices. Do all this your own. No, three actually. Don't do anything. You just deal with it. Do it all yourself. And good luck with getting back in real time, but you can do that. Or hire someone like us, and we can do it. For $1,500 a month, I'll find all the people you want. It's just not worth your time. My guess is you don't do your own taxes. You probably don't fix your own bar. And, we've come to an age where it's good to hire an expert, like hiring you to do a fractional CFO thing. It just makes sense because you, as a small business, you can't afford an HR department. It's just not going to work.
Well, they don't understand the investment, because if you hire the wrong person, the cost of doing that, you've got a guy in there 6 months, let's say, and he was just not right for the job. And you're kind of, I hate to get rid of him, but, there's a warm body here. The cost to rehire and go through that is astronomical.
Well, I think I've done statistics, an average of $50,000 for hiring one. A stupid number. That pays for us for 3 years. And to me, I guess I'm pretty sure you should be recruiting all the time. Use somebody who knows what they're doing like us, outsource it, it works way better. But, some contractors are stubborn. They do it themselves and do it, per person. And unfortunately, they get to suffer the consequences. So I just want to give them another alternative and tell them what they need to do.
Contractors, stubborn? I didn't know that. So
a bit.
Well, Paul, that is great information. And this is something that everybody needs. I've placed a couple of guys with you and it's worked out great for them. So I really appreciate you coming on. Give us a little, how can we get in touch with you?
ContractorStaffingSource.com. Book an appointment with me. I'll be happy to talk to you. My phone number is 415-599-9006. I'm in Hawaii. Just give me some time. My personal email is paul@paulsandeman.com. Feel free to use that. Or go to the website, Contractor Staffing Source, and set up an appointment with me. And I will discuss this with you. I'm doing this for a long time and tell you what you need and don't need. Then you can have enough information to make the right decision.
Well, I appreciate it. It's good to see you again, and we'll keep in touch. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, thanks for listening today. And if you're interested in learning more about our coaching services or our fractional CFO services, where we will help you with your numbers, teach you how to use a financial balance sheet and profit and loss statements to run your business, just go to theroofershow.com, go to the contact page, hit my button, and you can set up a time with me and we'll talk about it, see if we can help you. Till next week, we'll see you on The Roofer Show.